We'll read the first 8 verses. Verses 1 through 8, we'll read the verses responsively. The 8th verse is the text verse. And let us please stand for the reading of God's Word. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, and today, and forever. And let's pray. Father, thank you for this great day. What a wonderful day. But apart from the weather, it's just wonderful to be here, to be in the church, to be among friends, to be in this special place. And it's always been a very special place to be. How good it is for First Baptist Church to have experienced all that she has through these many, many years. And we feel like we're just right in the center of things here. It's just a wonderful, wonderful, blessed joy to be a part of this church. We pray that you'd bless now and help our preacher bless. We pray the preaching and open our hearts to thy word. In Jesus' name, amen.
I want to speak this morning on the subject, the immutability of Christ. My text is simply Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the privilege of standing behind this pulpit. For these nearly 28 years, the same piece of wood, just covered with different covering. I wonder how many times, week after week, month after month, I want to thank you for it. Now this morning, for this other privilege, for another time, to stand behind this pulpit, speak a good word for Jesus. May I speak a good word for him this morning, till men shall want to know him, and those who know him shall want to love him and serve him better and more. In Jesus' name, amen. One of the hardest things I face in my preaching is not to always preach something that's very, very practical. But every once in a while, I just leave that which is practical for a few minutes. I often say, usually, I load the truck up and deliver it. But every once in a while, I like just get in a limousine and drive around town. And this morning, I'm just going to drive around town a while. I'm not sure this is going to change your life, but I'm sort of this morning preaching to myself instead of to you, or I might even be preaching for myself instead of for you. You can stay if you'd like and listen to it, but in fact, I have some preference that you do. But I was preaching in Newcastle, Delaware a few weeks ago. What a joy it was for me to share the platform with Dr. Lee Robertson. A joy for many reasons. One reason, main reason is he's one of my heroes. And the second reason is it's about the only time all year long where I preach with anybody who's older than I am. And I love to be the kid on the program, and I was. And Dr. Robertson, such a dear friend. And I preached on Monday night. He did not get there with the Philadelphia airport into which we flew was closed much of the day, and I got there just in time to rush right to the church and preach, and he didn't get there in time to preach at all Monday night. Tuesday morning I preached, and he did, and Tuesday night, well, he preached first, and I preached last Tuesday morning, and the same thing, he preached first Tuesday night, and I preached last. But after I preached Tuesday morning, we had a wonderful service. And Dr. Robertson was visibly moved, and he walked up to me as a father would walk to a son, and put his arm on my shoulder, and he had tears in his eyes. And he said, "Dr. Hiles, that was a great message." Then a little sly grin came through his face, and he said, "I sat there wondering who you're preaching to, you or us." I had never had that said in my life before. And then he said, "Most of the time we do preach to ourselves, don't we?" And I said, "That's right." I'd never heard it put that way. I've been insulted many other ways, but never that way. And but of course we preachers know each other. When you preach as long as he has and as long as I have, you can almost not only hear what's said, but you know the motive behind it. But I'll just very frankly this morning tell you that I am going to speak for my own enjoyment and my own refreshment. And for yours. It was 7:22 in the morning, April 15, 1865. I guess folks were getting their income tax reports already. You've seen the new short form, haven't you? The new IRS 1040 form. Question 1, your name. Question 2, how much did you make last year? Question 3, send it in. That's the short form. But it was 7:22 in the morning, April 15, 1865, when the gaunt form stretched out on the bed in the house on 10th Street ceased to breathe, and Abraham Lincoln was dead. Secretary of War Edwin Stanton turned to the window, pulled the blind to stop the glare of the sun, turned back to the body that was Abraham Lincoln's and said, "Now he belongs to the ages." The book of Hebrews' major theme is that Jesus belongs to the ages. The one verse that most completely summarizes the book of Hebrews is our text for this morning. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The book of Hebrews is divided into four parts. Each of those four parts is talking about the changeless Christ compared to the changing things of life. Part number 1, the changeless Christ is compared to the changing universe. It's a wonderful little passage of Scripture. I wasn't going to read it, but I think I will. "Thou, O Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands." Now get this now. "They shall perish." What shall perish? Sun shall perish. What shall perish? Moon shall perish. What shall perish? Stars shall perish. What shall perish? Mars shall perish. What shall perish? Earth shall perish. All right? They shall perish, but thou remainest. There's a good summary of Hebrews. They shall perish, but thou remainest. They all shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou fold them up. One of these days, the whole universe is going to get old, and God's going to just fold them up. And they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. What is God saying? God is saying, look at the moon and realize the moon that you see shall not always be the same. That moon someday shall turn to blood. And that moon someday shall become antiquated, and someday shall pass away. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Look at the sun, if you will, please. See it as it rises in the east, and see it, as I try to so often, as it sets in the west. And think of how long the sun has been there in the skies, and how many times it's come up in the east and set in the west. But God says someday that sun shall turn as black as sackcloth of hair. And that sun shall be folded up just as you would fold up a garment that you're not going to wear anymore because it's too old to wear. Maybe you save it for an old rag or something, and one day that sun shall pass away. But the writer of Hebrews is saying Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He says, consider the stars, the Big Dipper, the Little Dipper, the North Star, God's heavenly chandelier. And look at those stars and fix your eyes upon them and wonder how long they've been there and wonder how long it took the light of that farthest star up there, how many millions of years it took that light to shine. And that light I see right now, I wonder how many millions of years ago that light began on its journey so I could see it right now. And yet the day will come when those stars shall fall as overripe figs from the fig tree, but Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, to look at the heavens. The heavens someday shall pass away. Look at the earth. The earth someday shall pass away. Look at the mountain. The mountain someday shall be as a valley. Look at the valley. The valley someday shall be as a hill. Look at the river. The river someday shall be turned and it'll flow up instead of down. Look at the oceans. Their waters shall be poured into space and no longer shall exist. All of that shall change. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Second part of Hebrews deals with the comparison, not part one, the changing universe in comparison to the changeless Christ. Part two deals with the change of the high priest compared to the changeless Christ. It goes back to the day when the high priest for the first time took the blood in the basin on the Day of Atonement, took that blood inside the Holy of Holies and sprinkled that blood upon the mercy seat and came out and looked up and said, "It is finished." Then the Hebrew writer thinks about how many priests, different priests, have done that through those years. Since the year when the first priest did it, the priest grows old and changes, and that 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 priest grows old and changes. And the writer of Hebrews then says, but we have a priest who ever liveth to make intercession for us. A changeless priest. Sacrifices may change. Altar of incense may change. Brazen altar may change. Golden candlestick may change. The temple may change. There'll be one temple. It's torn down. A tabernacle, and it's gone. Another temple, it's torn down. Another temple, it's torn down. And someday the great millennial temple will come. But the Bible says temples may change, and priests may change, and sacrifices may change, and priestly robes may change. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thirdly, our Lord pivots from talking about the changing universe compared to the changeless Christ to the changeless, changing high priest compared to the changeless Christ. But then he comes to the changing kingdoms of this world. In Hebrews, we're reminded that kingdoms may change. Charlemagne rises and Charlemagne falls, but Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Caesar rises, Caesar falls, but Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Napoleon rises, reaches his zenith, Napoleon falls, but Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Darius rises and for a while rules a good part of the world, but Darius falls, and Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Alexander the Great rises and conquers the known world. But before he's 30 years of age, Alexander falls and his kingdom crumbles. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Cyrus rises and Cyrus falls. And his kingdom rises and his kingdom falls. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Ramses rises and Ramses falls. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so the writer of Hebrews, I've often said, I think that Paul wrote Hebrews. If he didn't, I think Barnabas did.
If he didn't, I think Silas did. If he didn't, I think John R. Rice did. But I believe one of the four wrote Hebrews. But he says, he's trying to tell us that that on which we have cast our attention never changes. That love that is given to us never changes. That one in whom we put our faith never changes. Mountains may rise and fall, but He is always the same. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to His name, wrote A.B. Simpson so well as he paraphrased the Scriptures. God is simply telling us through the Apostle, He's saying, first, the universe may change, but our Savior is always the same. The priesthood may change, but our Savior is always the same. The kingdoms of this world may change, but our Savior is always the same. Part number four in Hebrews, he not only tells us that the immutability of Christ as a changeless Savior in comparison to the changing universe and the changing priesthood and the changing kingdoms. But then he says, I want to compare, if you would please, the changeless Christ to the changing companions, associates, and friends. He calls the role, as he does so in Hebrews chapter 11. Abraham on Mount Moriah with your son rolled in the cords of love and your spear drawn to take his life. Abraham on Mount Moriah, how is Jesus? Abraham responds, he's just the same. Moses on Mount Sinai, about to receive the tablets of stone, and years after Abraham, Moses, what do you have to say? Moses said, Jesus is still the same. David with your long flowing hair, thou the greatest saint and the greatest sinner, the same package of all the Old Testament. David, a man after God's own heart. David, with your sling. David, with your harp. David, on your throne. David, with your crown. David, ask your question. Been a long time since Abraham was on Mount Moriah, and a long time since Moses was on Mount Sinai. Could you tell us a good word about Jesus? And David says, he's just the same. He's just the same. Isaiah, you had a telescope that let you look down through your prophetic vision and see Bethlehem. You knew before anybody knew that Jesus was going to be born of a virgin. You it was who called him Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. It was you that said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. As you take your telescope of prophecy and look down and see wise men standing and shepherds worshiping and a Christ child being born, what do you see? Isaiah says he's just the same. He's just the same. I ask you, Mary, you cradle him in your arms who for those 9 months carried him neath your own breast. I ask you, Mary, as you hold that little Christ child in your arms, knowing that someday those little hands that pat your face will be pierced with the nails of anger and hatred, and knowing that someday that little brow that you rub, from which you rub the perspiration, that little brow someday shall pierce with a crown of thorns, and that little body that you bathe someday shall pierce with the spear in his side. Mary, as you see him there, as a babe cradled in your arms, what do you say about him, Mary? He's just the same. He never changes. All may change. Friendships may change. People may disappoint. Jobs may change. Health may change. And acquaintances may change, and parties may change, and presidents may change, and kings may change. But thank God, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. Tell me, John the Baptist, you see him as he comes in the wilderness. There you are, girded with your camel's hair, eating locust and wild honey, and you come to say he must increase and I must decrease. You come to point to the Lamb of God, and you're about to say, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. You know him well. Tell us about him. He never changes. He's still the same, says John the Baptist, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Tell us, John the Beloved, whose own hands have felt his dear beloved face, and whose body has felt his embrace, and whose head has leaned upon his own breast. Tell us, John. Tell us. John says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Tell us, thief on the cross, Tell us, you dying in your sin. Tell us, what about Jesus? He's just the same. He's just the same. Tell us, tell me, Mama. You've been seeing him now for 2.5 years. What's he like? He's just like he always was. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Tell me, Dr. Rice, you preached with me about him all those years. Tell me, Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., I heard you pray many times how much you'd love to see him. What's he like? My mama shouts from heaven, son, he's just the same. Dr. Rice says, son, he's just the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But Abraham, you've been up there a long time. You've been there for several thousand years. Have you seen any wavering? Oh, I've not even seen any shadow of turning. He's just like he was when I got here thousands of years ago. He's just like he was when before he came to earth and was born as a babe in Bethlehem. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Can I forget the day or the night when I heard Dr. Rice preach for the last time? Can I forget that night when I sat over here on his left and he preached and didn't make good sense? Can I forget that night when he preached 3 or 4 sermons in one and never made good sense and then gave an invitation that had nothing to do with his sermon and all of us knew we were hearing him preach for the last time in a sword conference? Can I forget that night when I walked to his room after the service after 22 years of sharing platforms with him over 2,200 times across these years and across this nation? Can I forget when I walked in his room and said, asked Dr. Rice, how do you feel? And dear old Dr. John Rice looked up at me and said, who are you? And I said, Dr. Rice, you know who I am. I'm your friend and I'm your buddy. And he said, who are you? What's your name? And I walked to my room and got on my knees beside the bed. And I said, thank God, I know the one who changeth not. I am the Lord thy God. I change not. He is the Lord God. He changeth not. And in him there is no variableness, be the shadow of turning. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Till I forget the day I stood beside that casket. My little mama, whose body was my first cradle, and whose hands were my first spoon and knife and fork, and whose lips were my first kiss, and whose arms were my first hug. And I looked at her and saw her little arms across her little breast. And can I forget how I felt when that night when I preached in Kentucky after she was buried. I went to my room and stayed up to past midnight because the next day was my birthday. And on my bed, I jumped up and down all night long and I said, thank God, thank God, I'll never see his hands folded across his breast. I'll never see his eyes shut in death. He lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives in my heart. And that Savior who lives in my heart is the same today as he always was and is the same, will be the same tomorrow as he is today. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will never get sick. He will never become senile. He will never grow old. He will never die. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yesterday, when he spoke and stars danced through their position, he was the same. When Abraham looked down and saw his day and was glad, he was still the same. When Moses wrote of his coming and his prophecies, he was still the same. When Balaam stood and cried, I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. He was still the same. When a star hovered over Bethlehem's manger and pointed the wise men to the Christ child, he was still the same. When he was baptized in Jordan and the voice from heaven came and the Holy Spirit descended in the form of a dove and said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased, he was still the same. When he fed the 5,000, he was still the same. When he was transfigured on the mount and with John, Peter, James, and John, he was still the same. When he was tempted in the wilderness by the evil one, he was still the same. When he was in the upper room washing the disciples' feet, he was still the same. When he was in Gethsemane beneath the stars, praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, Father, not my will but thine be done, he was still the same. When he was on Calvary, pouring out his life and giving himself as our sacrifice and our substitute, he's still the same. Friends may change and disappoint you, but he's always the same. Houses come and go, but He's always the same. Health comes and goes, but He's always the same. Pastors come and go, and their pictures are put on the door. A wall out there that where mine will be one of these days, but He's always the same. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to... Thank God He'll never change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Cast your affection on Him. Cast your attention on Him. Live your life for Him. Turn your love to Him. He'll never change. He'll never disappoint you. He'll never turn against you. He'll never cause you to have a broken heart. He'll never cause you to go to bed at night and fret and stew and worry. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. He never changes. He's the same yesterday. And by the way, He'll be the same tomorrow. Count on it. Count on it. You see me. I may be a little different tomorrow than I am today. I work to try to be the same, but I may have a different thought tomorrow, different burden tomorrow, a different load tomorrow. I do not know. But I guarantee you He'll be exactly the same tomorrow that He was today. When He's at the right hand of the Father interceding for me, He's just the same. When the trumpet sounds and the dead shall rise and the living shall be raptured and He shall come, He'll still be the same. When He sits on the judgment seat and gives me my crowns if I deserve any, and I take those crowns and hurl those crowns at Jesus' feet and saying, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and glory and honor and might and majesty, He'll still be the same. When He comes again with His own to establish His kingdom, He'll still be the same. When He sits on the throne of Mount Zion and rules the whole world for 1,000 years, He'll still be the same. When He sits on the great white throne judgment and cast into hell all those that were not saved and gives them degrees of punishment, He'll still be the same. He'll never change. And in the New Jerusalem, you'll never get up and say, good morning, Jesus, and He'll be out of sorts. No, He's always the same. Always the same. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. His love is always the same. You know how He loves me this morning? He loves me with the same love that He loved the Father with before there was ever a star or a world or a planet. You know, He loves me with that same love. Hasn't changed a bit. He loves me with that same love. Did you know He loves this morning with the same love that He had in Genesis 3:15 when He promised that He would give His only Son and someday the bruise of the seed of man or woman would bruise the head of the serpent and the head of the serpent would bruise the heel of the woman? You know, He loves me with the same love that He had to David when He saw David coming back from his sin. He loves me with that same love. He loves me with the same love that He had for Jerusalem when He looked down over Jerusalem and said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often would I gather thee like a mother hen or an eagle would gather its eaglets and thou wouldst not. He loves me with that same love today. How much, what kind of love is it? He loves me with the same love that He had when He said to Peter, Peter, lovest thou me? Thou knowest I'm fond of you, but lovest thou me? Thou knowest I'm fond of you, but Peter, do you love me? With that same love that flowed from His great heart of love to Peter that day, with that same love that flowed from His breast to John when John's head was leaning upon the breast of Christ, with that same love that flowed when He had fellowship with the Father before there was ever a mountain, a valley, a hill, a river, an ocean, or a lake, from that same love that He gave to His only Son, that same love, He gives that love to me today. That's how much He loves me. His love never changes. The love that He had when He said, O Ephraim, Ephraim, how often would I have brought you to myself? I cannot give you up, O Ephraim. How can I give thee up? I love you. He loves me with that same love this morning. Oh, bathe in the love of God. Revel in the love of God. Rejoice in the love of God. Don't rejoice because you got a vacation coming up. Don't rejoice because you got a new suit of clothes on the way. Don't rejoice because you're getting a new car pretty soon. Don't rejoice because a new house is being built for you. If you want to really rejoice, you rejoice that God, the Creator, the Jehovah God, He loves you. He loves you with a love that never changes. It'll never wane. It'll never dull. He'll never have Alzheimer's disease. He'll never get hardened in the arteries and not love you like He loves you now. I'll be honest with you. A few things I fret about, not many, but one or two. One is I don't want to ever have a stroke. I guess I think about that. That's about the only fear I guess I have. I have a stroke and can't preach anymore.
I want to go to heaven when I can't preach. But I wonder sometimes, as I see older preachers get 80 years old or 85, I wonder as I see their minds waning a little bit, and I say, oh God, don't ever let me live longer than I can love my people like I love them now. Don't ever let me go to the pulpit with a heart that's cold. Don't ever let me go to the pulpit with a mind that's dull. Don't ever let me do that. Take me on to heaven. Let me always be able to look out and see my people and my heart filled with love and joy. And I want to always love them like I love them. But someday, if I live long enough, I'll be like my old pastor was. He knew who I was, but he didn't seem as glad to see me as I thought he should. And he said he had to go to the washroom, and he was assistant pastor of the church there, but he couldn't find the washroom. His son was a pastor, and he couldn't find the washroom. I remember when Mama looked up, and she said to me, she thought she was coming and going, and she would know who I was sometimes, and she'd think I was somebody one time, and she thought I was Brother Colston one time. I slapped her across the face. But I remember she said, she called me Affy. She thought I was my daddy. And my mama looked up from the Howells Anderson College Clinic, and she said, Affy, why did you leave me? I thought I'd die. I said, Mama, I'm your son. She said, Affy, why did you leave me? She didn't know who I was. I doubt if anybody ever had a mother that loved him any more than my mama loved me. But all of a sudden, the world was lonely. All of a sudden, that little mind that had been so sharp and witty was unable to convey the love from her heart to mine. But oh, thanks be to God, the love that Jesus had for me before there was ever a world, He has that same love for me today. It'll never wane. It'll never change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. His love will never change. His Word will never change. Always the same. Always the same. Nothing worse than having looked in the outline when you can't see through your eyes. The Word that spoke. He said, let there be light. And the sun said, I stand at your command. And danced into the skies. That same Word that's never changed a bit. The Word that said, let there be light. And the moon stirred attention and said, at your command, and came out and took its place in the heavens. That Word has never changed. That Word that said, let there be light! And the stars came and each one lined up for her old call. That Word has never changed. It's always the same. Quit trying to change it, professors. Quit trying to change it, translators. Won't you go soul winning? Quit trying to change the Bible. We got one that'll take care of us all right. Fool you on all the others. Let's have the one we got. It never changes. Same Word of God that Jesus preached in Capernaum. It never changes. It's still the same. The one Jeremiah preached it with tears, it's the same one we have. When Ezekiel in captivity preached it, it's exactly the one we have. When John Bunyan on the streets, stood on the streets with tomatoes and eggs and rocks beating on his head and all over his body, and staggered home, and his wife had to wipe the blood off his face, and his little blind daughter came in and tried to find the bloody face of her daddy and wiped the blood. That same Word John Bunyan preached is the same Word I hold in my hand today. The Word of God abideth forever. His Word never changes. Same Word that Paul was speaking about when he said to Timothy, preach the Word. Somebody said to me, Brother Howells, there was no book of Timothy at that time. Oh, I got news for you, Buster. There was a book of Timothy before there was ever a world. There was a book of Timothy before there was ever a creation. This Word of God is forever, eternal, set, settled in the heavens. It never changes. Same Word of God that his Sunday used is still the same. The one that Dwight Hill Moody used to touch and change two continents for God is still the same. The one that my mother held before me every night in the little shack of our house and said, son, this is the Bible. The Bible's the Word of God. It's still the same that it always was. The one that Brother McElroy, my old preacher when I was a little boy, waved in front of me and held it up. And he said, it's the Word of God. Always has been, always is, and always will be. It never changes. His Word never changes. His salvation never changes.
No, salvation didn't change after John the Baptist. No, Mr. Schofield, there are not seven salvations. No, not seven gospels. There's just one. Same salvation that Abraham received when he looked down and saw Jesus dead and was glad. That's the same one that folks will receive this morning on their knees at this altar. Same salvation Nicodemus got in the third chapter of John. That's the same salvation there is today. Same salvation that the fallen woman got at Sychar's well. That's the same salvation Jesus holds high for you today. Same salvation that Matthew got at the seat of custom, that Zacchaeus got when he was up a sycamore tree. The same salvation that came to Saul of Tarsus on the Damascus Road and the Philippian jailer at midnight. Earthquake was in progress, and the same salvation the Ethiopian eunuch got when he was in the chariot beside Evangelist Philip. That same salvation. The salvation that will take you to heaven today and without which you'll go to hell and burn forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. He never changes, thank God. Let's suppose for a moment that the door back there opened. And as the door opened, I looked and pointed, and you looked around, and there walked in that door back there a sandaled, shod man with a sweet, peaceful look on his face. I don't know what he looks like, but I'll guarantee you when I see him, I'll know who he is. And he walks down the aisle, and I say, folks, let me have your attention, please. That's Jesus. Jesus, you come on down to the front now. I'll stop my sermon. And you stand up here, and you take it from here. And I'll just sit down here on a step. And I'll just look up and watch you while you preach. Jesus, you take over now. He'd walk up. He'd give greeting and say, I'm glad to see you. And as he waved like that, you'd see scars in his hands that'll always be there. And he'd begin to speak and he'd open the Bible. I don't know what scripture he'd read. But you know what? He wouldn't have any better Bible open than I have. And I think he'd tell you something about salvation. But did you know he wouldn't have any better plan of salvation to preach than I do? And he'd tell you about the love of God, but he wouldn't have any better love of God to offer you than I do. It's the same as it always was, and the same that it always will be. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I wonder sometimes how we spend so much time and effort on things beneath, when there is one who never changes. We walk by this casket, this altar, and I see the same crowd walking by. And we walk out the door, and I look and I see. The other day as I watched the crowd go by, I saw Harriet Goodloe as she walked by. And remember, when Harriet could walk so much quicker, more quickly than she can now. I saw dear Mrs. Ramsey walk by, and I had a special prayer for God to bless her, because not walking as proudly as she once walked. I saw Bob Bays, who, by the way, is in the hospital this morning, I think. I saw Bob Bays walk by, his shoulders more drooped than they've ever been. And our hair is turning gray. And our bodies are getting weaker. And one by one, we're saying goodbye. And I wonder which one in that line will be the next one in the casket. And then another's picked out of the line and placed in the casket. We walk by and say goodbye to that one, and then another's picked up out of the line and placed in the casket. We walk by and say goodbye to that one, then another's picked out of the line and placed in the casket. We walk by and say goodbye to that one, until one day all of us old settlers here at First Baptist Church will just be memories. But thank God this morning, he who for 40 years this voice has preached, he who for 40 years I've tried to uphold, he who for 40 years has been the theme of my preaching, is the same yesterday, today, and he will be forever. We thank thee for that truth. The great immutable Christ, the changeless Christ, thou whose love is always the same, thou whose promises are always the same, Thou whose grace is always the same. Thou whose mercy never changes. Thou whose compassion never changes. Thou whose word never changes. Thank you for yourself. Thank you for yourself.